Shadow Ops Fortress Frontier by Mike Cole. Narrated by Corey Jackson.
Measure of a Man. Catherine Arajärvi, former ambassador to Finland, speaks to reporters on graduation from SAO-LCC and assignment to an SOC coven. It was kind of a bummer, honestly. No special incantations, no wands or staves, no hat with moons and stars on it. I just get sappy and point and boom. Where's the fun in that? Chapter 1. Tide Comes In. From the FBI website, 10 Most Wanted Fugitives. Oscar Britton is wanted for the murder of several soldiers and civilians, including his own father. He allegedly traffics in prohibited magical schools, most likely negromantic practice. He has plotted the violent overthrow of the United States government and mishandled classified information. Contact. If you have any information concerning this case, please contact the nearest FBI office, or if outside the United States, the nearest United States embassy or consulate. He races into the water, kicking up clods of wet sand, waves sloshing over the glass-polished surface of his shoes. A little ways out to sea, his people are drowning. Those he loves, those in his charge. There's his wife, Julie, his daughters, Kelly and Sarah. There is Sergeant Pinchot, who has made him his coffee and given him his messages for the last 3 years. Beyond them are the thousands of men and women whose pay and housing he ensures. They wave their arms, gurgling salt water. The green of kelp mixes with the sodden green of their uniforms. The ocean reaches his waist. He ignores it. He cannot save them all, but maybe he can reach one of them. Kelly screams. Pinchot's head disappears underwater. The water is freezing. It reaches his chest, his neck. He paddles furiously, but his charges are no closer. The current resists him. He slogs forward as if he moves through molasses. Pinchot surfaces briefly, vomiting water. Crabs dance on her head. She vanishes beneath the surface. Bookbinder pushes forward, chest and arms burning with the effort of paddling. Julie! Hang on, Bunny! Sarah! Daddy's coming! But now the water is over his head. The exertion of his rush into the ocean has emptied him of breath. He must draw air. He draws seawater instead. The light of the surface is gone. He's too far, too deep. His lungs sag, heavy with brine. He drags to the ocean floor, drowning.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?